Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The science fiction thriller The Sight by Carlos Valran provides a gaze into shadowy government entities and their relationships with enterprises with an otherworldly reach. When London school teacher Cicely Denfeld begins experiencing vivid and disturbing dreams, she has no idea that they could be foreshadowing a secret reality that has long been hidden from the public eye. Carlos's gripping plot introduces new twists to a classical science fiction alien contact story. The plot takes the reader from a cozy flat, a school, a psychiatrist's office, and posh clubs in London to dangerous encounters in a Caribbean island and a spymaster's office in Miami, a most daunting, dazzling, and far-reaching journey. Carlos is an author, contributor to the website internetlooks.com. He's authored various aerospace system functional requirement documents and technical papers. Carlos has worked as an engineer on NASA and Department of Defense projects, including the International Space Station, Space Shuttle, and the Strategic Defense Initiative. Carlos Valran, author of The Sight, is our guest on This Week in America. Carlos, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great. Good morning.
It is such a story that you've written, and I'll give you a warning as you're reading the book. Don't think you're going to put it down after a couple of chapters. Once you get going, you want to do one more and then another chapter after that. What inspired you to write The Sight? Where did this story come from?
Well, a long time ago when I was in college, I read an article about UFOs, and I decided to do some research on the subject. Where the UFOs came from and so forth. What I found was that the first published account of UFOs was from 1947. It's the Roswell, the famous now Roswell incident.
Oh, yes.
And the second one was in January 1948. And it was it had to do with the area around Kentucky and Ohio. There were dozens of calls to authorities, the police, radio stations, and so forth, of people seeing unidentified flying objects. And a radar station of an Air National Guard sent out a flight of P-51 fighters to intercept. There were four aircraft. Three of them had to turn back after they were chasing this vehicle, and one remained. It was piloted by a Captain Mantell, and he radioed back to his base that he was chasing the object and he was climbing above 20,000 feet. That was the last transmission from him. The next day, the wreckage of his plane was found in northern Kentucky. That day, the account of that encounter between the P-51s and whatever it was that they were chasing, and as well as the account of the various UFO sightings being reported the same day, they appeared in the newspaper, and that was the second earliest account of UFOs. I got to thinking about UFOs in general, and that if they were really a manifestation of some sort of visitors from another star, the government, I thought, had to know about it. And if they knew about it and they weren't talking about it, there had to be a reason. And there had to be a reason for these extraterrestrials to be on Earth and so forth. And I said to myself, there is a book in that. And well, that was the beginning.
There really is. The book is The Sight by Carlos Valran. That's V as in Victor, A-L-R-A-N-D. Book is called The Sight, as I mentioned, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. The link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I said science fiction in the beginning. What category, what genre would you put this book? Because it really incorporates so many different genres, it's hard to pin it down to just one.
Yeah, I think it's mainly science fiction, what I would call hard science fiction, but it is also an adventure story, a thriller, and it has an element of psychology in it, because one of the main characters is a school teacher that is having dreams in which she follows the activities of two investigators, Vivian and Charles, which are trying to figure out what is the meaning of a stolen government document.
Yeah,
So
tell
we
me.
have
Yeah, finish that thought. I was going to ask you to
Yeah,
talk a little bit about the book without giving us too much.
no, that's okay. We have on the one part the story of Cicely, who is having these dreams that she cannot explain where they're coming from. And then we have the story of Vivian and Charles, which are investigating this very mysterious government document. And it is their enterprise that eventually leads them to finding this underground site in which there are people who are not from this world.
There are a lot of levels to the book, The Site, by our guest on the program, Carlos Valran. The book available, as I say, Amazon, all of the usual places. Is there an underlying theme for the book? As you started out writing The Site, was there a theme that you wanted to continue through the book and get us thinking about as we're reading?
Yeah, I think the basic theme is that the search for truth is necessary to achieve human values, for the satisfaction of human values. All the characters are in their own ways searching for truth. Cicely wants an explanation as to why she's having these dreams about people she doesn't know, and Charles and Vivian are trying to find out what this document is all about.
We all want explanations. Do you think we're getting accurate explanations from the government? And I say that because you were part of some space, I won't say adventures, but space projects that I talked about in the beginning. Do you feel we're getting accurate answers from the government regarding the possibility of UFOs and beings from other planets?
I don't think so. I don't know for sure that the government is hiding things, but I am not satisfied that we're getting everything that is there. Now, for example, recently there was a congressional investigation about UFOs.
Yes.
Now, the government now has changed the term. They have abandoned the name UFO, they changed it to something else, but it's the same deal. It's been going on for 75 years. Those initial contacts, the Roswell incident and the Mantell incident, they go back 75 years.
Yes.
And we've never gotten a real, the government has talked about swamp gas, about mirages, about optical illusions, about some sort of massive hysteria. But those are not good, valid explanations. I think no one believes them. The latest rash of sightings come from Navy pilots, flying fighter aircraft that detect these objects that they cannot explain. They move around in very unusual ways, and they can't catch them.
It's fascinating. Then I've read recently that China said something about UFOs, and then they took that tweet down shortly thereafter, apparently from the negative reaction they were getting. When did you first start writing? I mentioned that you've done this. You're a contributor to the website that I mentioned. When did you start writing, and what did you write? What was the first writings that you did? What were those about?
The very first writings I did, it was during my college years. I was a contributor to like a student newspaper and a student magazine at Georgia Tech. And I wrote a short story for the magazine. The magazine was called The Rambler. And that was the first story that I wrote and that got published.
And Carlos, now, of course, the author of the site, also contributor to internetlooks.com, and all this on our website, the book, the site available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Other than science fiction, are you interested in other genres as well?
Yes, mysteries. I'm a big fan of Agatha Christie and Dashiell Hammett and other people who wrote yes. like that. So I am interested in that genre, and of course thrillers as well, you know, like Jaws, you know.
Oh yes.
I remember reading the book, and that was a very thrilling book. So I follow those other genres as well.
The site is receiving excellent reviews. Again, the site available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Are you working on another book? Because in reading the reviews, people are saying, we can't wait for the next book. Are you working on another book right now?
Yes, I am. I'm working on a mystery. It's a historical mystery set in 1943 in Belgium.
That will be interesting. How is that book coming? When can we expect that? No pressure on you, but when can we expect that? Is it close to being finished?
I'm hoping to finish it this summer.
Interesting. So hopefully very soon we'll be able to get the next book from Carlos. What is the writing process like for you when you sit down, for example, the site, and you're telling the stories, and it goes to a number of locations, it's a fast-moving plot, you've got characters that are very well-developed. Does all that happen in the beginning as you're doing an outline, or does some of this take place as you're telling the story?
I write an outline first that essentially tells the story in broad strokes, so to speak.
Yes.
And then I fill in the parts. I try to start from the beginning and continue on, but sometimes I jump ahead because I think of a good thing to do on that part of a plot. So it's both, it is outline based and then fill it in the parts. And I do try to begin at the beginning and end at the end, but I deviate from that if I have to.
One of the reviews talks about twists and turns that were unexpected. This is the reader saying unexpected. Were they unexpected for you? Did you ever get to a point where I think I'm going in this direction and I had no idea this is where the story was going to take me?
Yes, that did happen a couple of times. I had an idea came to me as I was writing a particular scene, and I said, there is a different way of approaching this, and I went ahead and took a detour, and it worked for me, so I left it. I did take a different turn.
Yeah, it's interesting sometimes in talking to authors that the characters, the situations sort of take over and sort of require that go in a different direction maybe than what you were thinking about as you were doing the outline in the beginning. Carlos Valran, V as in Victor, A-L-R-A-N-D, our guest on the program. His book is The Site. You'll find it Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Carlos, where do you live? What city are you located in?
I am in Pasadena, Texas.
Interesting. What's that close to?
It is close to Houston, Texas. It's adjacent to Houston, Texas.
Does that enter into your writing method or the process? I'm assuming that's sort of it's a smaller town. Is that a good place to go off and to tell your stories?
It helps in that it is not in the middle. Houston is a huge city.
Oh, yes.
About 4 million population. Pasadena has about 220,000 or so. So it is more secluded. It is sort of like a small town next to a big town type
sort of the ideal place to be. You can always get a sense of the big city if you want to, and then you can escape back in something a little more manageable for many people.
Exactly.
What hobbies do you have? I mentioned the varied background, the science, the electronics. What type of hobbies do you engage in?
I like photography. I have an interest in archaeology, of all things. I read a lot. And I collect and build models of aircraft and of cars. So I'm a sort of a car nut.
When you write a story like The Site, how much research goes into that? Now, it is a novel, it is fiction, and we understand that. But keeping it plausible enough that the reader's not going, oh, that could never happen. What type of research goes into when you're telling the story to make sure that it's there, it's on the edge, but it's still, people could go, I can understand that happening. How challenging is the research process?
It is quite challenging, and it does take a lot of time. For the site, there are different locations. Like Sicily is in London, England. Charles and Vivian, when we first meet them, they are in Miami, Florida. They move to different places. There's a part of the story that takes place in California. And then there is the alien part, and that took a lot of thought. Of course, it's something that has to come from my imagination, since I don't have an alien to talk to. But it's still, it does take a lot of planning and research as to what is possible. There are a number of inventions in that I had to invent various objects to deal with the sort of alien culture that the book goes into. And I had to do a lot of research to make it believable. And even though these things do not exist, incorporate as much real technology,
yes,
as I could incorporate.
What was it like making that transition from technical papers? I mentioned the aerospace background and the writing with that and the technical papers. Making that transition to something now for the general public that's going to be entertaining reading for us. How difficult was it to switch gears?
Well, all that technical work, what it did for me is it taught me basic things like grammar and spelling and
yes,
things like that. But the transition was having to use my imagination instead of describing objects that were real in detail, in great detail, for requirements, so people could, for example, go and generate a software program based on some specifications. The transition required to switch away from that into the imagination, but it is guided imagination. The kind of science fiction that I write is not very different from fantasy, for example, where I can create, fantasy writers can create flying dragons and various other things. I have to stick with things that are realistic.
Interesting. Carlos Valbrand, our guest in the program, a couple minutes left. I want to talk about, again, the book available. Tell us where you recommend they buy the book and the various formats available anymore. It used to be you just bought a book and you had a book and other various formats available. What formats can I find the site and where do you suggest we go to get a copy?
You can find them in electronic versions, like Kindle, and you can also find them as a trade paperback, and there is also an audiobook version. They're all available through Amazon. Some of them are available in various other venues, particularly Book a Million is one of the places where it can be found, and Barnes and Noble, and Smashwords, and various other venues.
So there's no excuse for not getting a copy, and enjoy the sight. What do you want to get about a minute left here? What do you hope the takeaway is as people read the site? I mean, it's a great storytelling. It moves really fast, twists and turns that, again, we don't see coming. You also raise some deep ethical questions. You want us to sort of, what do you want, hope the takeaway is? Because we sort of think as we're reading your story.
Well, one of the things is, if they are extraterrestrials, and if the government knows about it, and they are not telling us, what reasons could they have? And the book goes into that. Why would the government not want to reveal it? There is obviously the fear that there will be panic or disruption to normal course of the lives of many people. If that sort of came out, if you announced, oh yes, we have aliens among us. So that is something, and there's an ethical questions. I won't go into them because they are sort of central to the plot.
Yes.
But there are some decisions that some of the characters have to do that may not be the sort of thing that people can ethically make and feel comfortable about, but they are driven to do it because they think that there's a larger good to be accomplished.
All of this unfolds in Carlos's book, The Site. I mentioned in the beginning, a gripping plot introducing new twist to a classical science fiction alien contact story. If you think this may be something that I've read before, you're wrong. This is a new take on this. It's so well done. Carlos Valoran. That's V as in Victor, A-L-R-A-N-D. The book, very simple, The Site. You'll find it, as Carlos said, at Amazon, all of the usual places. Carlos, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. The book, again, available at Amazon. Pleasure having you here, sir. When you get the new book done, let us know. Love to have you back on the program.
Okay, I enjoy it, Rick.
Thank you. It's a pleasure having you on the program. And once again, the book is available at Amazon. All the links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.